Ephesians chapter 2. And as for you, you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, according to the ways of this world. You were living according to the ruler of the authorities of the air, the spirit that is working in the sons of disobedience. Once we all lived among these people, fulfilling the evil desires of our flesh, and carrying out the desires of the flesh and of the mind. We were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of humanity. But God is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. While we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. God raised us up together with Christ, and God made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show to us the immeasurably great riches of his grace expressed in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this did not come from you. It is the gift of God, not from works, so that no one may boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good deeds that God planned long ago for us, so that we would walk in them. Therefore, remember that once you were Gentiles in the flesh. You are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision in the flesh made by human hands. For at that time you were separated from Christ, foreigners to citizenship in Israel, strangers to the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away from God have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, because he made us both one. By his flesh, he broke down the dividing wall of hostility. He set aside the law with its commands and ordinances, so that he might create in himself one new man out of two. So making peace, Christ reconciles both peoples into one body to God through the cross, putting to death the hostility. Jesus came and proclaimed the good news of peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through Jesus, we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then, now you Gentiles are no longer foreigners and strangers. Rather, you are fellow citizens with God's holy people and members of the household of God. You have been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and Christ Jesus himself is the cornerstone. In him, the whole building fits together and grows as a holy temple to the Lord. It is in him that you also are being built together as a dwelling place for God in the Spirit.